Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for football season.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
On Moneyline.
Show's hot. The
show is hot.
With your hosts, Donnie Wrightside.
13-10 because you can't move the football. And Austin, like, well, hold on. How about if we put athletes on offense and spread it out? Oh, look at that. Track meets in the SEC now.
And Kevin Walsh.
I mean, Donnie, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions is on the board for this guy. Who else is doing that? Who else is nobody? Nobody's doing that.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Oh, right back at it here on a glorious Wednesday afternoon right here on the grid. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. And let me tell you off the top right here what just happened. Like today, I am solo. So just me. K-Dub's off today. We'll be back on Thursday. Eagles versus Vikings. We'll get after it here. But here's the interesting part where technology sometimes trips us up. And also, people always have a backup plan. The reason why I'm saying that now is I'm on my second computer and my second setup. Why? Because as I was logging in to do the show, there's a button that said, would you like to update your Windows, you know, whatever, for your computer? So I hit it without thinking because I thought I was on a separate setup. Knocks me right down. Lose the microphone, lose the Rodecaster, everything. So I'm on my second setup here. I actually don't even have a computer in front of me right now. So we'll have some fun for this first segment, just setting up the topics. And hopefully, by segment number two, we'll be able to knock this bad boy out of the ballpark. Now, if you want to get a hold of me today, it's easy. You guys know the numbers. 844-843-6879. Any hot topics you guys have, we'll certainly be able to get into it. We'll have some fun. We'll kick it and get after it. Now, having said that, let's settle in today. What's the topics of conversation? Of course, it's going to be the NFL. And what we saw from week number one, how do we transfer that over to week number two and pick up some dollars here, right? Tomorrow starts out. It's Eagles-Vikings. We'll be able to dive into that tomorrow completely. But I'm telling you right now, a theme from week one in the NFL to week number two is who didn't get the football, who didn't play well in week one, and how that pertains to week number two. Now, we can start off tomorrow in that game. I'm just telling you right now, the numbers have been bouncing around for Dallas Goedert, tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles, top five in the league. Didn't even get the football in game number one. Was open if you watched the coverage on, CBS, where you heard Romo multiple times. Hey, look at that. Dallas Goedert coming wide open. Jalen Hurts just didn't see him. So I'm going to play off of a theme this weekend for some of those prop bets, because it's not because we don't think those superstar players can get involved. It's that the coaching staff will have an onus on themselves to make sure that player actually gets involved, which is awesome. Because if you're looking at a player, and again, just because tomorrow is Vikings-Eagles, and the first day of the weekend, that's what we're going to look at. Oh, how did you like that, man? Voice given out? Come on now. Let's get it together at this point here. I'm going to have to drink a little bit of extra tonic here to get ready. See that? You have computer malfunctions, you have user malfunctions, and you have voice malfunctions here. Now, what I was talking about here is the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow. When you're taking a look at that game, DeAndre Swift, who did play in week number one versus the New England Patriots, only got the football two times. post-game press conference, Nick Sirianni, what was he talking about? You know what? We can't have that again. That absolutely cannot happen. He's got to get the football. So when you're taking a look at an anytime touchdown market, which I tweeted out yesterday, anywhere between plus 105, plus 110, and also plus 165 is the highest we saw. And that one, I believe, was on Caesars. One of my good followers there tweeted that. But I took it at plus 160 with a free wager for an anytime touchdown market tomorrow night with DeAndre Swift. The reason being is Kenneth Gainwell did get his ribs banged up last week. You're saying that Swift needs to get more active. He is going to get active. Why? Because they'll call more plays for him and he will play more, which is fantastic. Same angle there that we take a look at Dallas Goedert. So you can also equate that across the board when you're taking a look at some of these NFL games. Teams that didn't play well last week, you're looking for maximum effort this week. And that's where you can turn the tide and make some money against the books. Now, let me tell you something right now. Week number three, we are going to be heavily involved. Because, as most of you guys know, I had a service for many, many years. And everybody knows that tale. I usually like to wait and see, outside of like having fun with some prop bets and getting down to business. By week number three, we know who these football teams are. You get 2 weeks to look at tape. If you stunk for those 2 weeks, you know what the good chance is? You're probably going to stink for the rest of the season. But if you are a good football team, you might stay a good football team for the rest of the season. Now, also, as I know, schedule does dictate exactly how that's going to work out. If you play bad football teams and you pound them, then you play good football teams and don't look as good. Yeah, that's normal in this process here. But overall, that is going to be the theme of the week. So I want to hear from the people out there as well. What is your theme this week? How are you going to attack the week two card? Is it going to be ride the wave of teams you think are going to be good or teams that you think will be undervalued? I mean, just take a look at this New York Jets line. The Jets won opening night. Again, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. The Dallas Cowboys looked sensational on opening night. But they only gained 265 yards in that game. They're going up against an elite defense in the New York Jets. Do you think that that line should be hovering around double digits? Are you getting value on the Jets? Or are you saying to yourself, oh no, Donnie, oh no. The Dallas Cowboys are really good. Zach Wilson is really bad. They are going to put it on the New York Jets. Those are some of the options that you have to look at. And also this week, the Baltimore Ravens. They're going to be going on the road this weekend to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Currently listed at 3.5-point dogs are the Ravens, who looked fine on opening weekend. Did the job, covered that big number against the Houston Texans. But now you're taking a look at the Cincinnati Bengals. And the question on the Cincinnati Bengals is going to be moving forward, what are we getting out of Joe Burrow? Yes, he's supposedly healthy, but you can't tell me throwing for 80 yards last weekend against in-state rival Cleveland that everything is hunky-dory with that calf injury. You can't tell me that. And credit Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, for eyeing up that situation and saying, you know what? We don't think he's all that healthy. We're going to dial up pressure repeatedly, blitzing almost 40% of the downs against him, and it really worked. So some of those things we're going to have to take into account, which is why it's so tricky. The first 2 weeks in the NFL, by far, the hardest part of the season to handicap for what your eyes make you believe in week number one to what you actually should be believing in week number two and what you will be believing in week number three. So a lot of that's going to go into it, but a lot of fun to be had on the show. Also, Major League Baseball, man. Yesterday, the Houston Astros, when I say let me down, yeah, yeah. They let me down yesterday. I had a round robin in, which ended the day with three Houston Astros going up against J.P. Sears. None of those guys got RBI, and also, they got beat again by the Houston Astros. Oakland Athletics. I mean, my goodness. Have you checked out the race in the American League West? Every single day, one team looks like they're buried, and 2 days later, they rise from the grave. Everybody within, what, a game and a half of each other, trying to fight for those spots? Which is Houston. I mean, come on, Houston. Like, I have more tickets on Houston than any team in that division. Not the Rangers. I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about the Mariners. I am worried about those Houston Astros. Hopefully by segment number two, we'll have everything up and running. We can run a perfect show for what you fans deserve. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's a solo mission. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon Sports Grid Network Series XM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission, ready to bring that pain. Some hot topics here, just that we can go over also. As you know, Monday Night Football, really a calamity for the Jets. Yeah, they won the football game. I'm sure they're happy about that. But as the old saying goes, you win the battle and you're going to lose the war. The war being the Super Bowl. With Aaron Rodgers out, that's certainly not going to work out in their favor, obviously. So the question is going to be, what do the Jets actually do, and who do the Jets actually go after? Should they go after anybody? And by the way, I do apologize. Phone lines are down today, so I know the people that wanted to get in and call in. I do appreciate your service out there. If you still want to get in touch with the show here, and once my computer does get back up, which by the next segment I hope and it will be, I'll be able to take a look at there at hashtag SG Moneyline and read out anything that you guys got. We'll have some fun, get some hot topics, and, you know, on away we go. But if we are looking from a Jets perspective here, they plummeted in the odds. And to be honest with you, rightfully so. They don't have a chance at the Super Bowl. If we take a look before, and I've been trying to pound this, you know, thought process in. Before the season started, you know, you take a look at the New York Jets and their team total. 9.5. 9.5. That was it. That was with Aaron Rodgers. That was with that top-rated defense. That was with all the additions on offense, getting Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall back into the lineup. So when you lose Aaron Rodgers, who's one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and still, quite frankly, in his prime, you knew that wasn't going to turn out into their favor. Now it's Zach Wilson, and it looks like it could be Zach Wilson the rest of the way. Now, the Jets as an organization are saying all the right things right now. Because, again, we saw this morning that Aaron Rodgers was placed on IR. There's no chance that he's coming back this year. And quite frankly, questions are going to be about the future of Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. But as we say that, you got to get focused on what the Jets season is going to be. Ben and I talked about it this morning on the early line. This isn't a season that the Jets general manager, again, is going to walk into the room and say, hey, you know what, tough break, guys, but after one game, we're going to shut the season down. We're not going to play football anymore. That's not the case. We all know that's not happening. Like, the Jets are going to play football, and the Jets are still going to try to win football games, and the Jets still have a ton of talent for those football games. The question is how they're going to change it up from being maybe an offensive masterpiece into a functional offense that just won't turn the football over and put their defense in bad situations here. That's what you're trying to watch out for at this point. But going outside of the building, I don't think that makes all that much sense. I just don't. I think your best options for the New York Jets are going to be in-house. And that's Zach Wilson. Free agents, right? Retired guys. Carson Wentz. Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, probably a backup loose, Gardner Minshew, Davis Mills, Jameis Winston. They're not in the playbook. Zach Wilson's been in the building for a couple years. Now, granted, new offensive coordinator this year, but at all season, to pick the brain of Aaron Rodgers and also Nathaniel Hackett. I think that's their best move forward. Will they be competitive? Absolutely. That defense is going to make sure that they're competitive. But outside of that, that's not going to happen. Playoffs? I don't think so. Even though they did win opening night against the Buffalo Bills, which is completely another story here. But from a Jets perspective, for me, you keep it in-house with Zach Wilson. I know it doesn't sound great, but I used the terminology this morning. Either you get closure, which means he stinks, or you get clarity that he might be a decent football player in the NFL. But it's up to the Jets to actually find that out. Now, when we take a look at the Bills' perspective, right? Moving forward this weekend, they should hammer. And the survivor pick last week for me was the Baltimore Ravens. They won easy. A ton of people had the Raiders. This week, I feel like it's going to be a lot of the same. Because I'm just looking to survive the first couple weeks. And by week three, you might be able to get a little bit fancy with spreads, you know, -3, -4, -5. But if we're taking a look at this week, there's two high numbers to me. The Dallas Cowboys at -9.5 versus the New York Jets. Or else, you take a look here at the other high 9.5. That's the Buffalo Bills and the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, the Raiders did go on the road and beat the Denver Broncos. Woohoo! It was actually the one game, do you know, that I didn't go back and even make it a point to watch because of how boring it just sounded in that game. Have no thoughts of the Raiders doing big things in 2023. And quite frankly now, no thoughts on the Denver Broncos doing anything at all. But I did want to bring this up from a Buffalo Bills perspective. They're much better than what we saw in the Meadowlands on Monday Night Football. Much better. Short week to get ready for the Raiders 1 o'clock game at home at Orchard Park up there in Buffalo. Moneyline favorite, minus 450, massive. Total in that game listed at 47. Now, when you're looking at this game overall, the Bills should roll, right? They really should. But again, you're still in that 1 to 2 week window that you're worried about the Buffalo Bills, but figure they will get it corrected. And quite frankly, if they don't by game two and get beat by the Raiders, there is no hope for the Buffalo Bills here in 2023. There isn't. You can't take two AFC losses that early in the season with games that, quite frankly, going into the Jets game, you knew it would be a battle, but they were still favored. The minute that Aaron Rodgers goes down, you should blow the doors off the Jets. That's a double-digit win just by rolling your helmet out there, and they lost the game outright. But this was like another game for the Buffalo Bills this weekend where you should be able to win easy, which brings up the next topic here for the Buffalo Bills. That's Josh Allen and his performance in that game, which was embarrassing. Four total turnovers. If Josh Allen doesn't turn the football over, or let's just say we'll give him one turnover, which was that first one, which was basically a punt. Third down and long, threw the ball down, interception made inside the 5 yard line. You don't get too mad at that. It's basically a punt at that point. I mean, sure, if there was a check down and a first down and he missed it, of course you get a little bit angry. But that's the best kind of turnover, if there is a turnover that is of the best kind. But after that, the second one, you know what? All right, but still shouldn't be able to make that decision. Didn't hurt them all overall on defense and put their defense in a bad situation. Turnover number three was ridiculous early fourth quarter when they had the lead. You're basically letting the Jets back in the door. You don't turn it over, you punt that ball deep, whatever. But a horrendous pass that should have never been thrown. And then turnover number four, the fumble, which was equally as ridiculous. You have to protect the football in the NFL. Now, I joked about if the Buffalo Bills just ran the football and handed it off for the entire second half, they probably win that football game. But Josh Allen, with two turnovers by himself in that second half, was an absolute disaster. And what do we expect moving forward here from Josh Allen? He's a much better quarterback than he showed. He showed us MVP-level play over the past couple of years. Was it Brian Daboll that was pulling the strings and making sure that he was on his P's and Q's and everything was good with his mechanics? Is he getting a little bit away from that at this time? Because that's a performance that's... Look, even if they... Take a look at this. If they won that football game, right, and he didn't play well, let's just say they won it by 3 points in overtime. Took the opening kickoff, drove down, kicked the field goal, then stopped the New York Jets on the way back, and they get the W. We wouldn't be having this conversation even though they didn't play well. It's like, hey, man, look, opening night, opposing building, house was on fire, place was crazy. They played with a lot of energy. They rallied around the troops after Aaron Rodgers went down, but we were able to get a victory here. But as you see that odds market to win the AFC East, still looks suspicious. Because why? You were thinking about after that game, well, hold on. If the Buffalo Bills lose this game to the Jets and the Jets still have Aaron Rodgers, the Jets probably would be in first place in the odds market, at least at FanDuel, let's just say. But the odds market today, Dolphins plus 140, Buffalo Bills at plus 145. Virtual tie there. Why? Because we're writing off the Jets here. And the odds makers aren't panicking on the Buffalo Bills, saying they can't be anything in 2023. And that's key. Now, what you saw out of the Miami Dolphins was absolutely sensational. It's everything that you thought the Miami Dolphins could be in week number one. It was so much fun. It really was. Tua Tagovailoa throwing for 400-plus yards. Tyreek Hill looking like the fastest man on the planet, faster than Usain Bolt. Every read you wanted out of Tua. He wasn't dinking and dunking. He was throwing daggers downfield. And by the way, Chargers, get it together on defense. I mean, the Chargers were in the 30s and lost that football game. You can't have that. You can't have that. But the Miami Dolphins moving up that leaderboard in the AFC, it's no surprise. But you know what, people? I still can't bet the Miami Dolphins. Because I won't be able to live with myself when I've said all offseason, don't trust the Dolphins. Tua is going to get injured. And then I bet them, and Tua gets injured. Yeah, I can't live with myself that way. It is Moneyline. It's a Wednesday. This is The Grid, and I'm Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How about a little Major League Baseball talk here on a Wednesday afternoon? Who says no? You know, Donnie Wrightside doesn't say no. He loves himself a little bit of baseball here. Game is underway. Talked about it this morning on the early line with Ben. Leaning towards an over in Rays Twins. Top of the fifth inning. 4-2. Two runners on. And that is for the Rays here as they look to extend their lead over the Twins. And again, Rays fighting for their playoff positioning here. Twins look like they have theirs locked up. But we do have another game that's going to start at 3:10 in the afternoon. That is the Cubs and the Rockies. And by the way, I'm glad I brought that up. If there's one pitcher, like the pitcher rating card for me today, 21 pitchers over the past 6.5 weeks that have a minimum of 20 innings pitched, the worst guy on the card XFIP-wise is Ty Block of the Colorado Rockies. So we should be getting runs today. And granted, of course, it's Coors, right? Jameson Taillon's going to counter for the Chicago Cubs. But let me just bring this up here. I just want to see if any of these lines are moving here at all. Heavy favorite here. Opened up at minus 172 for the Cubs, up to 190 at FanDuel, 198 at DraftKings. So you're looking at a heavy favorite. Total opened up at 11.5 and looks like it's going to stay at 11.5 for this game. Weather conditions, 80 degrees at first pitch. Slight wind blowing, it looks like, from right foul pole to left foul pole. So no real damage being done. But if we're taking a look from a handicapping perspective here, let me just flip it over here against Ty Block. You do want to be a right-handed batter, technically, against Ty Block. At least that's what the results bear out over the past 30 days. So let me see what we got here. Let me just update. No, you know what? Let me change that up. I just hit the refresh button, so I got some good numbers here. All right. 206 ISO power number against Ty Block last 30 days. That's 118 batters. 338 weighted on base percentage. How about this? ISO power number-wise, he's only faced 20 batters in the last 30 days from the left side. That's a 316. But if we take a look at his full season, Ty Block's only faced 59 batters from the left side. It's a 268. So both of those numbers are elevated here. He's actually better technically against right-handed batters with ISO power numbers. But you know where that factors in. There's two guys in this lineup that look like they're ready to get down the business. And again, we do have limited sample sizes over the past 30 days against left-handed pitchers. Christopher Morel is a 543 weighted on base percentage and an ISO 462 against left-handed pitching, which Ty Block is. Also, Cody Bellinger, 263 ISO power number, 432 weighted on base percentage. Do you know what we also like as well? Is the fact that if Morel's got a 543 weighted on base percentage, and then in the two-hole today, Nico Horner, 351, that means runners should be on the pond here by the time Cody Bellinger gets up. The one guy that has really struggled over the past month in that Cubs lineup against left-handed pitching is Dansby Swanson. Zero ISO power number weighted on base percentage, 256. And that's not going to get the job done. Suzuki behind him's got a 414 weighted on base percentage. Let me go over to Bet365. Let's take a look here at what some of these numbers will be. Now, granted, whenever you're dealing with Colorado, you guys know you're not going to get the discount that you typically get on RBI props. They are going to be at a premium because why? Everybody is supposed to be getting after it in Colorado. Player runs batted in today, Chicago Cubs. Nico Horner, if you went that route in the two-hole, he's at plus 160. Christopher Morel, which I do like here, is at a plus 125 to lead off that game. Cody Bellinger, minus 110. So if I was taking three shots today, or probably more like two shots, I wouldn't take Nico Horner. I would take Morel, and I would take Bellinger with RBIs. Now, you guys know me. Like yesterday, actually, I thought was a very good day, and I was set up to have a decent day. I actually lost some money because of the Houston Astros were so bad at the plate. I had three Houston Astros yesterday to record an RBI. None of them did. They only scored two runs total in that game. Pete Alonso cashed in for me earlier, and so did Anthony Santander. So I was 1-1. Like the first four guys, I was 2-2. So just to link up some of those, if I would have got two out of the three for Houston, that would have been a very nice night. One of them, at least it would have salvaged the night, but I didn't get any of them here. Now, keep in mind, I like to attack pitchers with XFIPs over 5 over the past 6 to 7 weeks, and Ty Block's the only one coming through right now with an XFIP of over 5 for today. There's a few guys above a 450, 4.50. Eduardo Rodriguez, Dallas Keuchel, Logan Allen, Alec Marsh, and Mike Clevinger. So if you sort of wanted to extrapolate down and say, you know what, I'll go a little bit below. But if we're just being honest, the guys that you probably want to attack would be Alec Marsh, because he's got a high XFIP or high FIP number at 5.17, his XFIP at 4.72. And then again with Ty Block, 5.56 FIP and a 5.07 XFIP. It's not a great night. But again, if I was picking two players out for this afternoon, it would be Morel and it would be Bellinger here for the Chicago Cubs. Now, these standings are wacky, wonky, anything you want to say about them. Each and every day, absolutely, they're changing up. Look at that third wild card spot in the American League right now. I should say second, too. Texas Rangers are a half game up on the Mariners. The Mariners are tied with the Blue Jays. Now, after that, the Red Sox aren't making it. The Yankees aren't making it. Everybody's done after that. But you got three teams within a half game of each other. Rangers, Mariners, and Jays. And also, the Rangers and the Mariners aren't far out of first place by like a game with the Houston Astros. So they're lumped in there. Now, take a look at the National League. The Philadelphia Phillies are 3.5 games up in the wild card spot. A game and a half up on the Chicago Cubs. But if we look at the last team to get in, if it were to be today, would be the Arizona Diamondbacks. Within a game of them, the Cincinnati Reds. Within a game and a half of them, the Arizona Diamondbacks, yeah, that's the Giants. And a game and a half from the Diamondbacks again, that's the Miami Marlins. One, two, three, four teams within a game of a half each other for that final playoff spot. Fighting down the stretch. Every single day, something changes differently here. Every single day, it seems like some team is winning three in a row or losing three in a row to drop in and out of the playoff spot here. So there is going to be some money to be made on Major League Baseball heading down the stretch, don't get me wrong. But just the focal points do change up. And today, it's one of those days where I don't feel like forcing it in Major League Baseball. It's way more of an undercard. If I asked you a question today, 21 pitchers that I have on my card today, minimum 20 innings pitched over the last 6.5 weeks. You know who the number one XFIP guy is? It's Christopher Sanchez of the Philadelphia Phillies. How about that? Not Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider, 3.61. Sanchez, 3.17. There are 10 guys, excuse me, is it 10? Yeah, 10 guys with less than a 4 XFIP today, which tells you everything you need to know out of 21 people being ranked. Like, that's being in pretty good status. And then 4.5 or under, 16 of those pitchers. So Dallas Keuchel, Logan Allen, Alec Marsh, Mike Clevinger, and Ty Block are the ones you're probably going to want to fade. And that's where it sits. But today, I don't really know if I'm going to be pressing the lever down on Major League Baseball. Maybe just concentrating on tomorrow's football game, which I do think makes a lot of sense. And also this weekend's action. Now, hear me out on this, too. Because a lot of times we talk about hot topics and stuff, but we are a gambling network. We gamble, we read odds, we try to make money, we try to have fun. I'm trying to use sort of a tactic that I picked up on Bet365, which has what they call milestone wagers. And I'm just going to flip it over to the NFL right now and give you guys an example of what I'm looking at, where you can try to have fun with round robin plays. You know, I'm always trying to learn, always trying to keep like a honest opinion on where I think you can exploit markets and have fun with new markets, as opposed to saying, oh, you know what, just give me the Ravens plus 3.5 this weekend, and that's all we really care about. Like, no, like, you want to have some fun, and you do want to make some money in these markets. Let me log in here as it takes. And also, one thing with sports books out here, which I know you guys probably are in the same, you know, room as me, just leave me logged in. Just leave me logged in. My wife doesn't have my phone or my computer. My daughter doesn't have my phone or my computer. Don't make me log in, like, or at least keep me logged in for hours at a time. Every time I go to a book, don't send me a text message that I got to use some code to get in there. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody's gambling but me in my household here. It would be lovely if they can make that change. But back to the mixes here. So I'm going to bring up football, and I'm going to slide it down here and scroll down to, let's just say, where do you want to start at? player props, all right? And I just talked about the milestone markets. And if you don't know what that is let's just say RBI milestones, which means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever you want to bet, right? I mean, granted, nobody's getting 9 RBI. But the more you climb the ladder, the more you have a chance with plus money. So I thought about it like saying how much fun we had with that double RBI market on Bet365, and they took it away from us. And I can't say rightfully so because it's not fair. But a lot of us on gambling Twitter were on to that marketplace saying, you know what? Forget about the single RBI. Round robin up two RBIs, parlay them together, and the numbers are astronomical, and the fun you can have and the cash you can make was great. And they took that away. And probably with me doing this and putting it out there, eventually they're going to take this away too. We're just talking about players, let's just say, receiving yards. And I'm going to go to players receiving yards milestones. And again, they don't have them up for the weekend, but they do have them up for tomorrow night. So I'm glad we could talk about this and see what I'm going with. Let's just say you take Justin Jefferson, right? Here's the milestone market. And I know we only have about a minute to go in the segment. I'll continue this into the next one. To get 25 yards, he's minus 8,000. To get 50 yards, he's minus 850. To get 75 yards, he's minus 230. To get 100 yards, he's plus 115. To get 125 yards, he's plus 280. So if you hit plus 280 and match it up with another plus money feature, do you see where I'm going? I'm going to explain this in detail. Now, the thing is, I can't use this weekend's games because they don't have them up, and tomorrow we might be able to get more of those numbers. But hear me out on this. We're going to have some fun this weekend with this. Donnie Wrightside, Radio on the Grid. Don't you go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. Mammoth Hops, by the way, getting after Howard Ramirez RBI shots today at a plus 140 price. And also, what else does he have? So he's going to play this every day the rest of the season. What is this parlay? Bryce Harper to hit a home run and Trey Turner to hit a home run 22-1. Makes some sense, too. Feels like every day those two guys are hitting home runs. But just to pick on where we left off, there are two games up on Bet365 right now for props. One is Sunday afternoon, Raiders-Bills. One is Thursday Night Football, Vikings and the Eagles. So let's just say in Major League Baseball, right, we picked out five guys that we like to have RBI props shots. One, let's just say they're anywhere between 125 to 225 when they ping off each other. And if anybody doesn't know what a round robin is, it's basically a parlay, but it has different legs. Like, as you know, with a parlay, if you take a five-leg parlay and go 4-1, you don't get anything. If you take a round robin, go 4-1, you get paid very, very well. And if you hit all five, it does come out similar to a parlay, but a parlay is more because there's more risk involved. You need all five of them, which is why I started to get into round robins. But round robins don't make all that much sense unless you're taking wagers that are plus money. Now, hear me out on this one. This isn't a handicap. Trust me. I'm just using this as a talking point overall. The five that I picked out, and we're trying to use the same premise of like the RBI prop and the double RBI prop, because the numbers that I have here are higher than what the numbers currently are for just your normal props. Like, I think Justin Jefferson was like a 94.5 on FanDuel for his prop on receiving yards tomorrow night. So on Bet365, I went to the milestone market, which again, 25 yards, 50 yards, 75, 100, 125, you get the picture. Higher and higher those plus money numbers go. But if you took Justin Jefferson, plus 115 for 100 yards or more. A.J. Brown, how about this, to record 100 yards or more, plus 240. Dallas Goedert of the Philadelphia Eagles to record 50 or more yards, plus 135. And then on Sunday, Devontae Adams to record 100 yards, plus 260. Stephon Diggs to record 100 yards or more, plus 240. You see, like, the thought process behind that would be is if you can get, and again, there's only two games up. So let's just say we spread this out over six games and pick six different players. They would all have the chance to ping off of each other. In a round robin, Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown can't match up, or Dallas Goedert, quite frankly, because they're in the same game. But if Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, and Dallas Goedert all hit their milestones, and let's just say Diggs didn't, but Devontae Adams did, you would have a 260 and a 135, a 260 and a 240, and a 260 and a 115 parlaying off each other. Those are pretty good odds. Those are good stuff here. So I'm trying to find a market. Now, the reason why I brought this up is I just use passing yards as sort of that mile marker for us, per se, right? You can do this with touchdowns. You can do this with player touchdowns with milestones on computers, throwing touchdown passes. One, two, three, four, five, whatever you think. I'm just trying to get all plus money, but also not being stupid. Like, to record two RBI is not a miracle in Major League Baseball. Runner on second and third, you get a single, you got two of them in. Man on first base, you hit a home run, you get two of them in. You get the point there. And any of these numbers that I just brought up here, did they sound like miracles? Justin Jefferson to get 100 yards? Got 150 last week. A.J. Brown, as long as it's not raining tomorrow night in Philadelphia, he can't get 100 yards. Dallas Goedert, who didn't even show up on opening day, didn't throw him the football, now said they're going to get him the football to only get 50 yards. Devontae Adams to Stephon Diggs getting 100 yards. They're not milestones like, oh my God, that's like 250 yards. Nobody's going to get that. Now, you get three of those five, that is a big paycheck. A big paycheck and a good one there. So I'm trying to exploit that market, as I said. Maybe it's even rushing props. Maybe it's receiving props. Maybe it's just catching the football, right? Reception props. There's a lot of interesting markets here. So the case in point that I'm trying to bring up is always look for that edge. There's books all over the place. Like, and granted, I would love to take phone calls here and talk it over with you if anybody has a marketplace that they're looking to try to exploit. But that's the type of stuff that I'm into. Like, I'm going to be 46 later this month. But every single year, every single time a new sport starts, I'm opening my eyes to different ways to wager, to add to the arsenal and say, you know what? I'm going to go back to this, or I really like the way this worked out, or, ooh, that market doesn't make too much sense. Because it used to just be strictly team totals. And trust me, in week number three, we're getting after it on a lot of wagers. We're going to know exactly where we stand once again after 2 weeks. So I always look at the fun of weeks one and weeks two. Just hang in there. Have a good time. Week three, you're going to be able to zero in on stuff. And by the way, team totals, which I will be getting after in week three, along with many other things, I look at that Patriots team total this weekend, right? And I see 22.5. And I say, all right, if it's a Bill Belichick game, you know, he doesn't want to have a shootout necessarily. But can you just dictate tempo if the weather is decent against the Miami Dolphins on turf? I don't think you can. Are you telling me there's any way, shape, or form the Miami Dolphins this weekend can beat the New England Patriots can beat the Miami Dolphins by scoring 21 or less points? Is there anybody out there that actually has a feeling for that? Like, yeah, you know what, Donnie? That makes sense if they play really good defense. Like, no. And I'm not saying you have to shoot it out with the Dolphins. But if you expect to win a football game by scoring 21 or less, you're out the window. The reason why I bring that up is their team total is 22 this weekend. So if you think the New England Patriots have a legitimate chance to win, they're going to need to score. And that's not a lot of points. And by the way, I don't like the New England Patriots. Do you know what that spread is? It's two. Two at FanDuel. 2.5 at DraftKings. It's low. Percentages of bets coming in that game, 72% are on the Miami Dolphins. That line opened up at FanDuel 2. It's still a 2 right now. It's not going anywhere. I'm fascinated by that football game at night. And by the way, this weekend too, we had a little bit of technical difficulties on the Pro Football Show, Pro Football Today. This week we'll be in Homedale. Your boy's going to have an early day, man. I get to sleep a little bit longer with the early line now, starting at 8 o'clock as opposed to 7 o'clock, and I do appreciate it. I really do. But Sundays are long days. I used to, the last year, you know, having Sundays off was, got to tell you, man, it's pretty spectacular overall for the last 2 years, actually. Like, this weekend, I'll be up 4:30 a.m., driving up to Homedale. takes an hour and 28 minutes from my house to get to the studio. 3-hour show. And you got to get there early, right, for call times. And then an hour and a half back. So my Sundays are a little bit interrupted when I try to watch those 1 o'clock games. And there's a lot of 1 o'clock games I'm really interested in this weekend. I think Green Bay Atlanta is going to be spectacular. I can't wait to get a hold of that game, see what happens. Kansas City and Jacksonville. Baltimore and Cincinnati. And the 4 o'clock schedule. See, the problem is the NFL is usually pretty smart to start the season. And they say, you know what, early on, we probably know what we're going to get out of these teams. But let's have a centerpiece game. Do you know what the centerpiece game was here? New York Jets, Dallas Cowboys, 4:25 p.m. in Dallas. 9.5. 9.5 is that number. Now, it says it opened up at 3. Well, the only reason why it opened up at 3 is because we didn't know that, you know, the New York Jets were going to lose their quarterback here. So, in effect, 6.5 points is the number Aaron Rodgers is worth. Quite frankly, I don't even think that's enough. I ought to give him a full 7+ as compared to Zach Wilson at this point. But there are a couple things that I'm interested in this weekend, but it is a little bit more disjointed for me as I got to drive up and back. But don't you worry. Hey, YouTube TV. By the way, anybody out there have any complaints with the YouTube ticket this weekend? Because I got, again, you couldn't, I'd say this as a old-timer, right? Couldn't practice it before the NFL games began. And I wasn't home where, I don't know, maybe if you could get it set up like in the early afternoon before the game started. But when I got home, it took me a couple minutes. And I got to tell you right now, I was fidgeting through. And at a point I didn't think I was going to get the hang of it. And I was going to get real angry. Stuck it out. As the rockhead I am sometimes. And was able to make it work. The one thing they do need to do, though, which you probably saw on social media, they got to let you pick your own games in the quad box. And also, why is it only a quad box? The one thing that... I'll give DirecTV credit for one thing. Pain in the neck putting up a dish on your house? Yes. Their customer service really bad? Absolutely. But that Sunday ticket on DirecTV was sensational, man. As good as it gets. Same thing with the baseball package. As good as it gets. The Octo box that you could have up. I remember when Kevin and I first started doing in-play sports tonight. And I got a 75-inch TV for the wall, like right in front of my radio setup. And every night in baseball season, I would put 8 games up and watch them simultaneously. And when a team started to get into, you know, runners in scoring position, I just clicked the game off and watched that. Once I was done with that, I just went back to the Octo box. Very easy. But I got to say, the picture was pretty clean on YouTube. Wasn't upset with that. I thought it was pretty easy to use once I got it the hang of it. But that was my only hang up is I just want to pick my own games myself. But also keep in mind, you can get it on multiple things. So when I have on my TV, right, the 75-inch, I'll just put the quad box up. And then I go to my computer, put another game up. I have my phone out. Maybe pop the red zone on my phone. So I got everything covered right in front of me. I just wish it might have been a little bit easier. But I'm sure they'll figure that out as it goes. But I thought it was a pretty good start for the YouTube ticket here. But at the same time, DirecTV, I don't know how they lost that. I didn't know if I wanted to put a dish again on my house since I moved. But last year, I really did miss the ticket. I honestly did miss the ticket. Because all last year I was watching, you know, whatever, 3-6 games were on, 3-10. Channel 10 in my area, NBC, CBS. It's okay. Could live with that. And it had red zone, obviously, so that was fun. But you do want to watch the games all the way through when you have wagers on those. It's very important. I had a great time on Sunday. Looking forward to it again once again this weekend. But there are some games more than others, obviously, that we want to watch. By the way, Major League Baseball, I'll give you guys a quick update. Top of the 6th inning. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Minnesota Twins, congratulations if you had the over. I believe that closed at 8.5. It's now 4-4. So therefore, at least one more run has to come across. So that is going to cash a total. Two games will start in the 3 o'clock hour. Chicago Cubs, Colorado Rockies, and the Cleveland Guardians, and the San Francisco Giants. Another afternoon game, very important. The Angels going up against the Seattle Mariners. And as I said, on that 3:10 start game today, Eastern, Chicago, I'd take a look at Morel. And I will take a look at Bellinger as RBI props. But again, I didn't play any of those. Just going to watch it play out. Somebody's going to score in those. But I'm more factoring on my bankroll for this weekend in the NFL. College football, super exciting. Not so much this weekend. But the NFL certainly will be popping once again. And how about this? One of my favorite things that I love about the NFL, which typically takes place on opening weekend, that's the doubleheader on Monday night. Two exciting games? I don't know. One is a total of 40.5. One is a total of 39.5. Doesn't sound all that exciting. It's New Orleans and Carolina, which, okay, it's an appetizer game. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I am interested in. Now, Pittsburgh, again, banged up. Cam Hayward going to miss this game and maybe miss a couple weeks. Getting surgery on, a groin injury. Deontay Johnson at wide receiver, hamstring injury. Worst thing you want to hear. He'll be down for a while. The Pittsburgh Steelers getting points at home against the Cleveland Browns on that doubleheader. We got one more segment to go. Make sure you stick around. This is Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment here before we get you done for the rest of the day here, but make sure you stay tuned. Coming up next, the boys will be ready on Coast to Coast. Scotty Farrell, Carver High, all ready to do it here. Let me just repeat this here. Looks like Joe Banner, old GM of the Philadelphia Eagles and also of the Cleveland Browns, retweeted an article. The hamstring injury that is bothering Giants tight end Darren Waller could be a lingering issue for Pat Leonard, NY Daily News. Of course it is. And it says it's the same hamstring injury that forced him onto IR with the Raiders from last year. So things not looking up for the Giants after that pasting from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have some business here on the show. Spend a lot of time talking about Thursday night football the same way we did last week. Should be a fantastic game, at least from an Eagles perspective. But by the way, this line was hitting at 7 for most of the week. Now down to 6.5 as the Eagles are still favored. The total bumped up from 48.5 now to 49.5. And that touchdown market where Swift was low yesterday, he's now up to a 165. And keep in mind, if you do have a FanDuel account, 50% odds boost, or profit boost, I should say, that you can put on it. So if you say to yourself you like DeAndre Swift now to score a touchdown, that plus 165 gets jetted up, right around, 310 or so? Something in that range? Dallas Goedert plus 210. If you like TJ Hockenson, he's 2-1. You could boost that up. Same thing with Justin Jefferson. You like him to get a touchdown. They're fun bets to make. And by the way, the transition, as we've seen here, at least on FanDuel, used to be that odds boost market you waited for. Kevin likes the odds boost market. I actually prefer the profit boost market. Just give me the single profit boost. If I want to use it on a three-leg parlay in a same-game parlay, fantastic. If I want to lose it on one wager, fantastic as well. But that's what it is. And I think we can make some money tomorrow. But Major League Baseball, by the way, quickly tonight, the Houston Astros are taking on the Athletics. Should be an easy win, right? It wasn't the past two nights. And they don't have a pitcher on the mound today. And Hunter Brown, it looks like he's going to be a shut-the-door guy. Sneaky little team total on those Oakland Athletics. 3.5 plus 110 price. They got 4 the past two nights at least. I think they get 4 again tonight. Another wonderful show here on the Sports Grid Network. A lot of fun. Donnie Wright said here on a solo mission. JP behind the wheels of steel. Tomorrow, Kevin will be back, and so will I. And so will Moneyline. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.